عن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا جالس أحرك شفتي فقال بما تحرك شفتيك؟ قلت أذكر الله يا رسول الله. قال أفلا أخبرك بشيء إذا قلته ثم دأبت الليل والنهار لم تبلغه؟ قلت بلى. قال تقول الحمد لله عدد ما أحصى كتابه، والحمد لله عدد ما في كتابه، والحمد لله عدد ما أحصى خلقه، والحمد لله ملء ما في خلقه، والحمد لله ملء سماواته وأرضه، والحمد لله عدد كل شيء، والحمد لله على كل شيء، وتسبح مثل ذلك وتكبر مثل ذلك. رواه الطبراني. أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw me while I was moving my lips. So he said to me, O Abu Umama, with what are you moving your lips? I replied, I am engaged in dhikr, in the remembrance of Allah. So the Messenger of Allah said to me that I will tell you something which if you recite it, then even if you continue day and night making other adhkar, the reward will not be the equivalent of reciting this which I can tell you. So naturally Abu Umama radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, please tell me. So he shared this particular dhikr with him, which we have just recited, that praise be to Allah equal to all that his book enumerated. Praise be to Allah equal to all that his bounty, his book contains. Praise be to Allah equal to all that his creation enumerated. Praise be to Allah equal to all that is filling his creation. Praise be to Allah equal to all that is filling his heavens and earth. Praise be to Allah equal to the number of everything. Praise be to Allah for everything. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then concluded by saying, you must then glorify him and speak of his greatness in the same manner. So this is another example of a dhikr taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which if we recite and if we can learn it, it will bring us tremendous reward. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.